And then we come back to birth. Why is birth considered a form of suffering? In some of the commentary texts, you will see descriptions about how going through the process of birth, being in the womb and so on, is stifling, is unpleasant and so on. But if you look at the suttas, that's not the description. It is simply this, that it is because of birth that all this come about. All the suffering we have has birth as a condition. Now you may ask, which sutta exactly said this? Well, if we go into how the Buddha attained enlightenment, what he observed for himself, the very question that started off Buddhism, the very encounter, yeah, and I've shared numerously at the Heart Sutra workshop. What did the Buddha observe before he ordained, before he left the palace? What are the four sights? Yeah, aging, sickness, and death. And fourthly, an ascetic. In some Buddhist texts, even Buddhist texts, some of it get it wrong. Some of it says, oh, the Buddha saw birth, aging, sickness, and death. Wrong. Unequivocally wrong. Yeah? It is aging, sickness, and death. At that point in time, he didn't see birth as a problem yet. Yeah, he saw aging, sickness, and death as suffering, and he sought an answer to this. That from aging, sickness, and death, there were all these other problems.